Hey there, and welcome to another episode of the English with Spirit podcast. Today, I'm going to share with you some adjectives ending with the letter Y. So, without further ado, let's start with today's episode. The first adjective I have is angsty, and this means to be very nervous, worried, or unpleasantly excited. For example, he was angsty about the job interview that he couldn't pull himself together. He was angsty about getting operated because it was a risky operation and it had 50% rate of failure. He was really angsty about asking the girl out on a date. The next adjective is greedy, and this means feeling a strong desire to continually get more of something, especially when you don't need it. It is usually about money, power, food, etc. For example, many TikTokers are greedy for popularity. He was greedy for power. Mike can be really greedy and selfish. Even though he just got a promotion, he keeps complaining, begging for more money, even though he already earns a six-figure salary. And a six-figure salary means getting a salary that is at least $100,000. This means that it has six digits. Moving on. The next adjective is gloomy, and this means unhappy and without hope. For example, the cemetery is a gloomy place. Ever since he was diagnosed with cancer, he has been gloomy and feeling that he would kick the bucket since there was no way out. It also has a second meaning, and it means dark in a way that is unpleasant and makes it difficult to see. For example, what a gloomy weather! I hope the sun comes out soon. We waited in a gloomy waiting room. There were no windows and it felt as if it would be night. The next adjective is crappy, and this means unpleasant or of very bad quality. For example, he had a series of crappy jobs. The food of that restaurant is cheap, but the food is crappy. It tastes like crap. Your car is really crappy. It is as old as my grandmother's. It can also mean crappy that you're feeling sick and unwell. For example, I came down with the flu and I've been feeling really crappy. I didn't invite him to the party because he said he has been feeling crappy. The next adjective is shitty, and this means bad, difficult, or unpleasant. For example, Jimmy had a shitty week at work because his job rejected him. I hate history class. I think it's a shitty subject. It can also mean shitty that something is unfair and unkind. For example, unfortunately, many janitors are treated really shitty by their bosses. You've been had a shitty attitude ever since you got fired. The next adjective is lousy, and this means very bad or unpleasant. For example, I wouldn't go to that restaurant. The customer service is lousy. The hotel is gorgeous, but the service is lousy. And the last example, I thought the movie was lousy. This means I thought it was really bad or unpleasant. The next adjective is messy, and this refers to something untidy or dirty. For example, today is one of my bad hair days. My hair is messy and tangled. The children's bedroom is always messy. In the last example, after we finished baking all the cakes, the kitchen looked really messy. A messy situation can also mean something that is confusing, unpleasant, and difficult to deal with. For example, they had a bitter, messy divorce. He's got a messy personal life. The next adjective is shabby, and this means looking old and in a bad condition because of being used for a long time and not being cared for. For example, the homeless man was wearing a shabby old coat. Or you could say to a friend, dude, you need to buy another pair of shoes. Those are shabby. This means they are looking old and in a bad condition. In the last example, the refugees were shabby. This means they wore old clothes in a bad condition and hungry. The next adjective is tacky, and if you describe something as tacky, you dislike it because it is cheap and badly made. In other words, it refers to something that is bad quality. For example, that woman was wearing a fake leopard skin coat and tacky red sunglasses. That man sells tacky sunglasses and purses. In the last example, that shop sells tacky but cheap souvenirs. The next adjective is pesky, and pesky refers to something annoying or causing trouble. For example, you could say, "Oh, those pesky kids from next door have let the air out of my car tires again." The next example, no matter how often I weed the garden, those pesky weeds keep coming back. In the last example, no matter how much right I spray, I keep having pesky mosquitoes buzzing on my ears in the middle of the night. The next adjective is wimpy, and this refers to something or someone who is coward and not brave or confident. It comes from the noun wimp, which refers to a coward person. For example, "I'm far too wimpy to go skydiving." "I was too wimpy to be a boxer, so I decided to be a musician." "I'm too wimpy to express my own opinions because I'm afraid of being judged by others." The next adjective is dorky, and this means physically or socially awkward or not fashionable. For example, "It's crazy not to wear a bike helmet just for the fear of looking a little dorky." "That bully teases all the dorky kids." In the last example, "She looks dorky but cute in her uniform." The next adjective is classy, and this means stylish or fashionable. For example, you can be wearing classy clothes. Or you could say, "I don't like really extravagant clothes. I like wearing basic but classy clothes." In the last example, you could say to a friend if he bought a brand new car, "That's one classy vehicle you have got there." The next adjective is horny, and this means sexually excited. For example, "You look horny in that miniskirt." She was making him feel very horny. The next adjective is dirty, and this can mean either that something is unfair, dishonest, or unkind. For example, "She played a dirty trick on me by telling me Diana was having a party when she actually wasn't." Or, "He's a great hockey player, but he plays dirty." This means that he is unfair or dishonest when he plays. The adjective dirty can also be used to describe something that is connected with sex in a way that many people think it's offensive. For example, you could say, "That's a dirty magazine." Or, "He always tells dirty jokes, which are not funny." The next adjective is sloppy, and this means very wet or liquid, often in a way that is unpleasant. For example, "My grandma always covers me with my face with sloppy kisses." Or, "My dog always gives me sloppy licks." It can also mean something that's not taken care of or that you didn't make much effort to do it. For example, "Spelling mistakes often look sloppy in a formal letter." "This essay is so sloppy, I bet you wrote it in only 10 minutes. The next adjective is juicy, and this is used to describe information that is especially interesting or exciting because it's shocking or personal. Questions like, "When was the last time you lied?" or "When was the last time you cried?" are some examples of juicy questions. In the last example, "I've got some really juicy gossip for you." It can also be used, juicy, to refer to something big, important, or of high quality. For example, "If sales continue like this, we should be showing a nice juicy profit at the end of the year." The next adjective is bossy, and a bossy person is always telling people what to do. In other words, it refers to someone who is fond of giving people orders and being dominating. For example, you could say to a friend who is acting bossy, "Stop being so bossy!" The next adjective is clingy, and this is used to describe something that sticks onto someone or something tightly. For example, "I'm wearing a clingy skirt or dress today." She always wears short and clingy tops to attract attention from guys. It also has a second meaning that refers to a clingy person, and this refers to someone who stays close to and depends on a person who is taking care of them. For example, "Jimmy is a very clingy child. He never wants to play with kids of his age because he always wants to stay by her mother." Or you can also have a clingy boyfriend or girlfriend who will wants all the time to be together and he can't live alone. It's not very nice to have a clingy boyfriend or girlfriend. The next adjective is cocky, and this is used to describe a young person who is confident in a way that is unpleasant and sometimes rude. In other words, it refers to a conceited person. For example, I hate mean people who are cocky but are stupid. Stop being so cocky. Just because you get a promotion doesn't mean you are better than others. Now, the next adjective is perky, and this means happy and full of energy. In other words, it refers to showing a lot of energy in a happy and confident way. For example, I love spending time with perky and cheerful people. They always perk me up, and to perk someone up means to make someone more lively or cheerful. And the last example, you look very perky this morning. And the last adjective for today is petty. And this has two meanings. The first of all refers to something that is not important and not worth giving attention to. For example, the kids are always fighting about petty matters. My behavior was petty and stupid. I apologize. And as a second meaning, it means complaining too much about things that are not important. For example, a friend that is being petty could say, "Stop being so petty!" Or, last example, petty people tend to see the negative of a situation and are blindsided to the positive of a situation. And that's everything that I have for today. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I'll see you next week. Bye!